This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, I was struck. I don't watch TV, so I didn't watch the Super Bowl. I didn't watch the Super Bowl primarily because it was a, you know, I think pretty soon it's just going to be, they're just going to be able to do away with the NFL season and just let the 49ers play the Kansas City Chiefs and be done with it. That'll be the season. But there's another reason I bring this up, because, you know, they had the Kansas City one, and they had their victory parade. And Kansas City, you know, winning Super Bowls, that's a new thing for them. So even though they just won, you know, this is their third one, it's still sort of, I'm sure it's still sort of a new thing. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, is he old enough yet to get the break on the car insurance? I mean, that's a very young man. So here we are, and we got this city, this great Midwestern city, celebrating the Super Bowl victory. And, well, in the middle of all of this, a few guys decide they're going to shoot. And as I'm saying this, I don't know the motive for this yet. And that's not what matters. The motive doesn't matter in this right now at this juncture. This is what I'm talking about. But what I'm talking about does. See, one person dead, a radio personality, 21 others shot, 11, 6 to 15 were shot, 11 of them. Nine had sustained gunshot wounds. So I would imagine the other two were hurt in a stampede. Three adults in critical condition. They have three suspects in custody. There's a lot of speculation whether this is, you know, if these are black people, white people, which that also doesn't matter. Because right now, here's the thing. And first of all, this Lisa Lopez Galvin, she was the one that died. She is a local radio personality, a Hispanic radio station. What interested in me the most is here we are, and this happens every time one of these things occur. We don't have the details because nobody knows them yet. The police may be developing them, and they're gathering information and all these other things that go along with it. But right now, this minute, we don't have all the information going on with it. Now, the first thing that most people on, you know, most two-way advocates like myself would do is the first thing I'm thinking is, I wonder if this is going to be one of those that goes against the narrative, or I wonder if this is going to be one of those they try to gin up some support for gun control with. That's my first thought. And this is just a cynic in me looking at the way these things go. But then I started looking on, if you look around on the interwebs after all this started, it's quite interesting how nobody can just wait to find out what was going on. On my local radio show that I do in Greenville, South Carolina, when I was talking about the Houston, Texas shooting, I was told by some guy, some nut, on the text line that this was this woman, Moreno, that Joel Osteen had impregnated her 7 years prior to this, and that this seven-year-old kid that she took with him to the shooting was shot and killed, or was clinging to life, or whatever, however that unfortunate part of it works out, was Joel Osteen's child. And the reason that she was shot down, as he put it, like a dog, was because they were laying in wait for her to show up, and they shot her down. Now, never mind that this guy's in Greenville, South Carolina. He's not in Houston, Texas. He doesn't know this Moreno woman. He doesn't know Joel Osteen. He couldn't possibly know any of these things. And he's very insistent on this. And I'm just looking at this emerge as he's putting this out there. And then I see this thing happening with Kansas City, where everybody's assigning a motive to it without us knowing everything. And that's really important to know so that we actually have a factual account of the motive. Like a guy on Twitter who blamed feminists and hates Valentine's Day too. On Twitter, or X, or whatever it's called, he said, "Feminism is to blame for these mass shootings. Female Nazis have driven men crazy. Females, listen up. Step off your pedestal or be thrown off your pedestal. Blank Valentine's Day. Nothing is wrong with me. I speak the truth. Hashtag Chiefs Parade shooting and other shootings I believe are the result of emasculated men being pushed aside by women who want to commit. Hashtag sexside. Hashtag gendercide." Okay. So this guy's obviously done studies and all this other stuff. No, he hasn't. This is just his opinion. And that's fine. He can have his... He's entitled to his opinion. But all of this stuff now, this all feeds a beast when we don't know what's going on. Another guy. "Looking for a single first-hand account of this shooting. Point me to a video of the shooter or an interview with someone who saw the shooting. How is there nothing?" Over on Red State, "Cue up the leftist claiming this is the work of a mega MAGA monster who hates Taylor Swift. Probably Taylor Swift fans, ? It was terrorism, people. My guess, sexually confused militant degenerates. They've been on a serious roll lately." There's a lot of things it could have been. It does not follow the pattern of certain things I see in what you would think of in a traditional rampage shooting. Primarily because it was outdoors. Which leaves a couple of things. Now, a couple of things to take away from this is that a lot of people jumped up, regardless of race or gender, to try to save the people getting shot. Paul Contreras from Omaha tackled one of the shooters. He didn't think about it. He just did it. He didn't, you know. Just did it. There were some people trying to revive somebody that they think may have been Lisa Lopez Galvin. You know, because she was down, and they were trying to help her out. Black people helping people. Hispanic people helping people. White people helping people. This is America. That's America. And instead of concentrating on that and looking at this and saying, oh, okay, this is what they normally would refer to as flyover country, but here are these Midwestern people, regardless of race, regardless of gender, regardless of political ideology, helping each other in a time of need, instead of looking at that and saying, this is America and this is the way it should be, we're so busy trying to assign blame to a heinous act, and trying to assign and find a motive, because I understand we want to know why something happens. We have this need to know why something happens. I get that. But what I don't get is how we would get out there and just perpetuate what turns into a big conspiracy-driven machine. And before long, the actual cause of what just happened falls by the wayside, and when we finally find out what it is, and normally it's going to be one of these very simple things, it's not going to be nearly as intricate or contrived as some people might think. When we find that out, most people it couldn't be that. It couldn't be that. There's more to it than that. It's got to be. Got to be more to it than that. So, you know, okay, gotcha. But this is where we lose ground. We spend a lot of time on a lot of things that don't exist. They just simply don't exist. And I don't like us wasting our time on these things. Of course, I have very little control over how that works out. As hard as I might try, the conspiracy theory machine that fires up in some people. And I think a lot of it has to do with all of this information we have in our hands, which is not really the way that's supposed to work. I kind of thought by now that we would have evolved as a species, but we don't seem to have been able to do that. But that's my takeaway. That's what you see Americans do. What we saw in Kansas City, that's what you see Americans do. And instead, the conspiracy machine fires up. And that's where we spend our time instead of looking at that great example. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Is Gun Owners News Hour. I'm reminded of the time in Los Angeles when the L.A. sheriff got up there and said, you know, murder's up 30%, and if you could show me a compelling reason, I might would sign off on a permit for you. But he just gave you that compelling reason. Let's go across the country. Let's go to Washington, D.C. There, homicide up 38%, robbery up 68%, carjacking's up 106%. Carjackings are a very dangerous crime because you never know where they're going to go. If you're a mother with children in the car, for example, and somebody's trying to jack you, they may just take the car and the kids. It's a very dangerous crime for the victims. As are all violent crimes, but I mean that one is particularly because of it's a very fast happening, moving crime. And here we are in the early weeks of 2024, and there's no improvement on the horizon. 700,000 residents live in the city, and the leaders there are doing they're refusing to do the very basic thing to keep their people safe. And the most infuriating example of the dereliction of duty comes from Attorney General Brian Schwalb. But in addition to that, you have a police force that is hamstrung and short-staffed. A prosecutor buries his head in the sand to ignore what's happening. And they still impose some of the strictest gun control laws in the country on the law-abiding, who, you know, they're at least entitled to the basic safety, aren't they? In D.C. in 2023, 274 people were murdered, taken by criminals. 36% higher than the previous year. And they've only surpassed 200 homicides a total of three times in the past 20 years. And across the country, major cities saw surges in crime and violence over the past two or three years. And some early data shows that those numbers might be coming back down, but not in D.C. So they're going against the trend. Metro Police Department Homicide Inspector Kevin Kentish said, "We're having homicides in places we've never had homicides before." The majority of homicide victims in Washington, D.C. in 2023 were lost to criminal misuse of firearms. So, this led to a community discussion where some angry residents gave community officials an earful about the rise of violent crime, especially among juveniles in the city. And the panel was titled, "Understanding Juvenile Carjacking, a Panel Discussion." We're having a discussion about this. Moderated by Councilmember Charles Allen, and you got to remember that D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, instead of getting tougher on criminals, decided she was going to hand out GPS tracking tags to district residents so they could find their vehicles if they're victims of a carjacking. Like U.S. Congressman Henry Cuellar was in there recently. But, you know, on X, we get this from Representative Andy Clyde, Democrat D.C. Council Chairman Phil Mendelson. "There's not a crime crisis in Washington, D.C. Meanwhile, there's a carjacking just blocks from the Capitol. The chairman's willful ignorance should infuriate every American." And they've got it on video, next to a cop. At the panel, the Attorney General threw gasoline on a fire when he tried to assuage the concerns of attendees. He said, "We as a city and a community need to be much more focused on prevention if we want to be safer in the long run. We cannot prosecute and arrest our way out of it." Well, that's not a good response. District resident Jacob Walker was beside himself because his son, Alberto Vasquez, a father of two young children, was murdered by a criminal with a record. He said at the panel, "It's going to take a lot of time for us to get our family back together, and we'll never have a chance to see him or be with him again. He did everything I taught him to do, and it still cost him his life." And he also shot D.C. The murderer also shot D.C. housing official Mike Gill, who also died from his wounds a few hours later. Now, after Schwalb got out there and made his little "we can't arrest or prosecute our way out of this nonsense," those comments, as he started to backtrack, his spokesperson released a statement saying, "The Office of the Attorney General is laser focused on using the law to make D.C. safer. This includes prosecuting juveniles and holding them accountable when they commit crimes. Prosecution, however, by definition, takes place after a crime has occurred." I love it when I get, you know, condescended to that way. Former D.C. Neighborhood Commissioner Denise Rucker Krepp joined Fox and Friends and decried what has happened to the city and the Attorney General's remarks. She said, that's correct. I live in the District of Crime. I live in a city where there are 7,000 car thefts last year, 274 homicides, 959 carjackings. And I now have a D.C. Attorney General who says he cannot prosecute and arrest your way out of the crime problem, which begs the question, what are you doing today? We have a wonderful police department, but we have prosecutors who are not prosecuting, and we have judges who are looking at criminals who are committing violent offenses and saying, now, you're not making smart decisions. Now, one of the problems D.C. has is they have a shortage of police officers. And, like that guy, Allen, he was behind the $15 million cut to the D.C. police force that went into effect in 2020. And now they're short 500 officers, and there's a lot of places that don't even have a total of 500 officers, so that's a lot of people to be short. If you have an adequate police force to go after criminals, and then you arrest them and you prosecute them appropriately, that would have an immediate effect on lowering crime and preventing future violence by getting the people committing the violence off the streets. Now, this happens, and we're seeing this right now. Right now in New York, they've got these roving bands of Venezuelan youths that are there. That, you know, they went there because of the free food and the free shelter. And they've got these little co-ops going where they're robbing people, and they take the money they make off of this, and they go to Florida, and they live it up, and then they come back to New York and start robbing again. They don't rob in Florida, because in Florida they will arrest you and they'll put you in jail. In New York, you're going to be out on bail. You're not even going to be on bail. You're going to go in and sign something and walk away. All right, this is your promise to appear in court. Do you promise to appear? Oh, absolutely. Honest engine. It's God's honor. So. And in the biggest heartbreak of it all, in D.C., residents face an uphill battle just trying to protect themselves. They do not. Their government is doing everything they can to keep them from protecting themselves. And unfortunately, in this case, they would have to rely on themselves. But they're defenseless, and they've been told, you know, now they're victims, and that shouldn't be happening in the place where, in the seat of government for the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Now, should it? I don't think so. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida Space Coast scheduled for next month, March 1st. NASA said three astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on a Falcon 9 rocket from SpaceX to the International Space Station and spend 6 months conducting research. Former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million in his New York State civil fraud trial. He's also facing a 3-year ban on conducting business in New York State. A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. Egypt reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of a potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Corey Myers, USA News.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, one of the things they're trying to do is frame the whole... First of all, we exist... I didn't know this, but we exist in a time of gun violence epidemic. That's item number one. Item number two is they're trying to frame this as a public health thing. Now, back in the day, children, some of you may be old enough to remember this, but back in the day when you bought a car... If it had seat belts, most of the time it had a lap belt. They didn't have airbags. They didn't have a lot of things. And this became framed as a public health issue. And now, I mean, some of these things are actually boons to humanity. I get that. I understand that. But it also took the price of a car and drove it through the ceiling. But the reason that was allowed to be done was because, one, we bought the cars, and two, everybody was demanding government do something. That's always the thing. Government's got to do something. If you're out there and you're driving and you're in an accident, somehow or other you're supposed to survive some things that, you know, normally physically it would be impossible. So they started putting things like passive restraints in, shoulder harnesses, airbags all over the place, crumple zones, all these other things. They've actually done a very good job with the car part of it. The car part of it is, it's a marvel of engineering. So then we decided that we had to look at, and this has happened over time, you know, asbestos insulation. That was another thing. Now, genuinely bad for you, no doubt about it. Characterized as a public health issue. Remediation begins, and now nobody has it. Cigarettes. As somebody, I used to smoke so many cigarettes per day. I was going through two lighters. And I was absolutely, I would tell everybody, you know, I don't need this. But I was addicted. And in fact, that was in fact a public health issue. However, it is a legal product. So now we're beginning to go from looking at the way things are made and what the unintended consequence of the way things are made are. And now we're going to be looking at the behavior of people. And we're going to try to influence the behavior of people. Barack Obama called this the nudge. And so begins this this campaign, this public relations campaign about cigarettes, and we're getting nudged, and we're, you know, now they have these warning labels on the packages and everything else. And I mean, the fact of the matter is this, every day we get up and get out of bed, we're taking our life into our own hands. Absolutely, there's some behaviors that we should probably, if you want to live a nice long life and you know, every minute of it, every, you know, squeeze as much out of this as you can. Yes, there's some very good decisions you can make and some very bad decisions you should never consider. But this is still a human behavior. So some people turn to cigarettes. Myself, I turn to cigarettes as a stress mitigation. Because men, you know, a lot of stress. Or at least you would think so from the cigarette smoking. Now, without a doubt, the old cigarette, and one of the reasons that I kind of feel like it was warranted to go in this direction was that cigarettes were, some of the old cigarette ads were like, you know, 9 out of 10 doctors smoke Kent cigarettes. Oh. For their health benefits. You know, some of the comedians, like Bill Hicks, he would say, yeah, these things have vitamin C. So I saw where this could become a public health thing. So now they're trying to take the perception that, one, that we have a gun violence epidemic and turn that into a public health issue. And once again, we're talking about a human behavior. Now, this time, this is nefarious in the way they're doing it, simply because of this. Nobody advertises guns, for example, as something children should play with. Nobody advertises guns as, you know, there's no advertising coming up on TV or in magazines or print or online where they're like, your boyfriend beat you up earlier today, we'll take this gun out and just go blow him out of his socks. Nobody's doing that. Nobody's doing that. Despite what they said about Remington with the Newtown case, which was quite the novel little thing. They did that with that, and they never proved that Adam Lanza actually looked at any of the advertising, and they still won. Misleading advertising. So, advertising with guns is a very limited thing. I do a little bit of it on Lock and Load, and you have certain trade magazines, gun magazines, that kind of thing, and online and YouTube. But it's very limited. It's not what you would call mass market. But they've decided to take and characterize this as a public health issue. Now, one thing you need to understand is this. There's never going to be a day where guns don't exist again. Those days are long gone. And the other thing that you already know is that criminals are criminals. They don't follow the law. When they decided to do this, though, what they were doing was most people, there's no analog for this, for them to compare this to. There was nobody that ever had cigarettes, for example, and knew how to smoke and be healthy, which would be the analog to the law-abiding gun owner. 99.9% of people that own guns either collect them because they just like them, or they're competitive shooters, or they appreciate in the same vein that they collect books or whatever, or it's about self defense, or there's various reasons to have them, but the law abiding gun owner does not cause any public health issues with their guns. So you have two segments involved in this. You have the criminal segment, which, you know, everything they do is an aberration against society, and you have the law-abiding segment where you don't even know they're there. You don't even know they're there. So when they got out there and started doing this, this is where they lost our support, I think, because they conflated me with a rampage killer. They said because I have guns, the rampage killer was allowed to exist, which completely absolves them from all responsibility for all the policies they put in place to make it to where that rampage killer could have his rampage killing. And that's where they lose me. Red flag laws that require a relative to, you know, call police to come remove a gun from a family member. You know, that's not a preventative thing. That's just, we're going down a primrose path on that one. This is one of the things they want to have out there to address the public health crisis. And we should never allow this to happen. Because it's just not valid. It's not valid. It is not a public health issue. It is far from being a public health issue. Never going to be a public health issue because you aren't doing anything with them. A gun in your hands is as dangerous as a salt shaker because you're a law-abiding citizen. You're not going to commit a crime. You're not going to hurt anybody with them. If you do hurt somebody with them, it's probably somebody breaking out on you trying to hurt you. And this is where the whole public health outcry and, you know, doctors, just shut up and give me my prescription, please. I don't need your help to figure out my moral dilemma. And you don't get to create one where there isn't one. Any questions? I didn't think so. So, in any event, just, you know, bear all of this in mind whenever you see this stuff coming at you. They've lost us there because there's no analog for that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
One more time. This is Gun Owners News Hour. In 1994... Congress enacted the Federal Violent Crime Control and Law Enforcement Act, and we had the so-called assault weapon ban. And during this time, during this 10-year period, the law prohibited the manufacture, transfer, or possession of a semi-automatic assault weapon, or defined a semi-automatic assault weapon, remember that phrase, or defined including any semi-automatic rifle that could accept a detachable magazine and had two or more of the specified cosmetic features, like a folding or telescoping stock. When it sunset, it just fell away. The Attorney General was required to study the impact of the legislation on violent crime and report back to Congress. And when the ban expired in 2004, it was not renewed. Oh, my. Since then, well, you know, this was the pre-Roe v. Wade decision, right? now, as with all things, when the left lose it, they're just pining to get it back. And, you know, the resident, he's out there. He hasn't stopped agitating to have similar assault weapon laws reinstated, claiming that these ordinary popular firearms are high-powered. They are exceptionally deadly and excessively dangerous. Nice big words, none of them repeating. And Biden, because he's senile and doesn't know when he's being honest, he appears to personally define assault weapon to include any semi-automatic firearm and has repeatedly called for a new ban, alleging that 150 million Americans have died from gun violence since 2007, which we most certainly would have noticed, and that mass shootings went down during the ban and tripled once the 1994 ban expired. Now, for me to sit here and tell you that those statements are a little over the top is the epitome of the understatement. His assertion that it reduced crime is unsupportable. The DOJ did two separate studies and found the ban had no discernible effect on violent crime. A more recent study in 2017 concluded that the specific law directed at banning these weapons were not associated with changes in firearm homicide rates. So, the reason the law was enacted never happened, therefore it was a bad law. Because it was taking away weapons from law-abiding people. The Crime Prevention Research Center examined Biden's claim about mass shootings in particular and concluded there was no drop in the number of attacks with assault weapons during the 1994 to 2004 ban. And that's because everything that existed at that time is grandfathered. They didn't just, you know, it was no snap of the fingers and poof, they were gone away. And you could still buy them new manufactured, but they didn't have muzzle devices and they didn't have a bayonet lug. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life, the bayonet lug. Not because it's ridiculous to have a bayonet lug, it's just, I mean, who fixes bayonets nowadays? Now, there was an increase after the ban sunset. The change is not statistically significant. But if his claim is correct, we would see a drop in the percent of attacks with assault weapons during the federal ban period, and then an increase in the post-ban period, but the exact opposite is true. Their words, not mine. One of the DOJ studies explained the study's outcome in part by reference to the relative rarity with which the banned weapons were used to end gun violence even before the ban, which was, and still is absolutely true. John Locke got out there and using data from the FBI UCR reports, which are woefully incomplete nowadays, they examined the share of murders committed with any kind of rifle over time, including before, during, and after that ban. And the research looked at two indicators of rifle use in murders generally and as a share of the more specific class of firearm murders. So 3 years before the federal ban, the share of firearm murders with rifles was 5.18%, and rifles were involved in 3.44% of all murders. At the start of the ban, the share of went down to 4.69%, while the MR percentage fell slightly to 3.27%. During the ban, both numbers spiked twice to exceed pre-ban levels. First in 1997, 5.95% and 4.03%, and again in 2002, 5.12%, 3.42%. And then they settled down at a somewhat lower level, 4.29% in 2004. 2.97%. Now, the reason for that fluctuation in the numbers, once again, is about the rarity of which they are used. It's such a rare occurrence that when one or two crimes can make the figures jump just crazy because it's so rare. Now, the drops did not occur because of the ban, though. The ban had no effect on the frequency of use of rifles in murders. In the 12-year period after the ban ended, 2005 to 2017, both of those numbers continued to drop and generally stayed below what they had been before and during the ban because crime has been going down. It was not till the COVID era, the George Floyd era, which same era, wonder why that is. It wasn't until that happens that we begin to see an uptick in crime for the first time in decades. The CPRC commentary states it is interesting to see what a small share of murders are committed with any type of rifle and how even that share has fallen over time. And there was no statistically significant difference in rates before the ban compared to the assault weapon ban period. Now, there's a lesson in those numbers, but it's not the one that they're interested in. And gun control is going to be part of the re-election campaign coming up. In particular, we need another assault weapon ban, which they love the term assault weapon. They just love it. Semi-automatic rifle, personal defense weapon, that's what I call it. It's not an assault weapon. It's ironic that in Biden's first campaign video of 2024, he's out there going, freedom. Personal freedom is fundamental to who we are as Americans. There's nothing more important, nothing more sacred. That's been the work of my first term, to protect our rights. The question we're facing is whether the rights in the years ahead, we have more freedom or less freedom, more rights or fewer. And he gets worked up over the MAGA extremists lining up to take those bedrock freedoms. Well, that's, you know. That's Biden for you. Before we go away, that, you know, the whole idea that the gun-free zone works is, that's getting slapped around a lot lately. Times Square has these little signs that are zip-tied to posts saying, Times Square, gun-free zone. And you had that 15-year-old illegal immigrant from Venezuela getting charged as an adult while he was having a little shooting outside in New York Times Square last week. Kathy Hochul still out there insisting that the sensitive areas thing prevents violent crime. It doesn't prevent violent crime. It attracts it. It is the exact opposite of it. After he had his little shooting, his mom tried to get him out of there. So they packed up and they ran, and they were arrested by New York police detectives and U.S. Marshals in Yonkers. And they tracked the teen down apparently through a family connection. And this was a shoplifting gone bad. He was probably going to go to Florida. You can't create a sensitive area where you cannot get. Why don't you just make it a crime-free zone? Just make it a crime-free zone. Because it's not just guns that are the problem when it comes to crime. It's the people. So, you know, make it a human-free zone. There you go. Now we're not going to have any crime. If we just don't let humans be there, there'll be no crime and everything will be okay. I'll be back next weekend. And between now and then, you should remember this very, very carefully. You know, you have an obligation to be here for those who love you, for those who depend on you. So that means you need to carry your concealed weapon everywhere you can, as often as you can. And be awake and be aware. Don't let yourself become a victim. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.